Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. In today's Stay Healthy podcast, I'll be chatting about thoughts and thinking. You might think, thoughts and thinking, well, that's the same thing. I did too, until I started working on thoughts and thinking some time ago. Thinking is such a sumptuous and extravagant structure within each of us. Our brains are amazing. They really are. Complex and intricate too. Thoughts, on the other hand, are ideas, philosophies, notions, concepts, a creation of thinking, as it were. So how do we make sense of all of this, and what are the differences between thinking and thought? I'll start with thinking. Thinking helps us to manage our thoughts, our feelings, our needs, and it helps us to make a wider understanding of the world around us. Actually, thinking is the process of our brains using information they've gleaned from the world around us. And this enables us as individuals to use and exercise our own decision-making. Moving on to thoughts now. Thoughts could therefore be described as a representation of our thinking. Thoughts help you to problem-solve something in your life, enabling you to make some sense of an issue in your own way. It could be a thing you need or want to work through. So really, thoughts are your kind of internalised view of what's going on around you, creating emotions, ideas, sensory feelings and much more. Back in prehistoric times, thoughts were incredibly important. They kept you alive. The same thing exists today, doesn't it? Our instincts to stay away from certain things which may cause us harm or otherwise, including things we're scared of course, are key to us remaining safe. Thoughts can affect you in a positive or a negative way. That's why keeping track of your thoughts and how they affect you is such a key thing for your overall health and well-being. Sometimes thoughts cause an immense amount of stress and unhappiness, especially if you're overthinking a particular subject. And it's critical to look at how to reduce overthinking situations to enable you to negotiate through, on occasion, tricky circumstances. How can we help ourselves in times when we overthink? Personally, I tend to overthink about things a lot, and I've found some ways to try to combat this issue. So I'll share them with you, as it may help if you encounter this issue. Firstly, reflect on what you've achieved with this issue so far and congratulate yourself on that. Take an analytical relook at whatever the issue is. By that, I mean accurately assess what it is. Break down the issue into chunks and address them. Quite often, an issue seems too huge to think about as a whole. After that, look critically at the challenge ahead and again, put it into segments if that helps. Pause for a little while and allow yourself some kindness. Have a cup of your favourite beverage or go out for a walk, or whatever floats your boat. Actually, having a walk or a wander can help to get things into perspective a bit better. Distraction can be beneficial. Often, talking it through with someone can also give their perspective. This might help or it might not. If you feel it's best to do this on your own, then talk to yourself out loud. That sounds a bit weird, I know, but believe me, it actually helps. After your pause, look at where you are now. Do you need to change anything with your plans? Then move forward with your plans in a more happier and self-compassionate way. Congratulate yourself again on reducing your overthinking. And celebrate that in whatever way you decide. We are all individuals and our realities are all different. We all experience the same things in sometimes different ways. So being non-judgmental, open-minded to others, is such a helpful attribute to have. Thank you for listening to the Stay Healthy podcast on Vectis Radio. Stay healthy and enjoy your day. Until the next time, hugs from me, Kitty.